You're listening to Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood.
We're on the final leg. It's time for Red's Tip. Redmond, what do you have for us for the weekend?
Now, knives are a must on a boat. No matter what, you've got to have a knife on the boat. Whether the anchor gets stuck, whether you're cutting bait, whatever it is, you need to have knives on a boat.
Now, attacked by pirates?
Yeah, attacked by pirates.
I'd start with a flare first and or then after that, get the knife out.
Or if Pat anchors on your boat. Keeping a bait knife everyone has on their boat, and everyone that I know, for some reason, they always go, I've got a good knife on the boat. Yeah, I've got a bait knife. No, but if you've got a good knife, bait knife needs to be sharp, because you actually cut so much bait on the boat, for example, if you go out for a gummy fish and you want to cut through wrasse, if you have a blunt knife, your wrist and everything's pushing that hard on a wrasse. When it's blunt, it's not going to go through, and that's when it becomes dangerous. A blunt knife is a dangerous knife. Don't get me wrong, all knives can be dangerous. Sharp knives can be dangerous as well, but a sharp knife will always work with you. So if you actually use the knife correctly, it'll work with you, where a blunt knife will always work against you, especially when you're working on a boat that's moving. So if you're in the ocean, you're rocking, and you're trying to cut even nice squid strips for whiting bait or a squid strip for a snapper in the ocean, whatever it is, if you're rocking and you've got a blunt knife and you're pushing just that bit harder, you literally are trying to push through bones or whatever it is, you will slip and you will hurt yourself, where a sharp knife will do the work for you. So you're actually not using force behind the knife. So for me and all my friends that are listening that I fish with, please stop buying knives from 4 years ago and keeping them on your boat and using them as bait knives, because they are dangerous. If you come on my boat, my bait knife is always razor sharp. It is as sharp as my knife that's in my kitchen. So that there is Red's tip for the week. So you can cut your bait with these and potentially not push hard enough to go through your hand.
Beautiful work, Redmond. It's time for the flying gaff. And we've all loved the Olympics. They've been brilliant. There's no one that can dispute that. And if they do, they're a poor sport and they've got not too much that's exciting in their life at the moment.
Hold on. Are you about to dispute it?
Well, I'm sending the gaff this week to the Olympic Committee, yes. The gaff is going to the Olympics because in 1896, the first official Olympics were conducted, April 6th, I think it was. It was a good day, Redmond. They competed with safety pins when they put their names on their competing sort of tops. And a few hundred years later, in 2021, we're still continuing to see athletes on the track with safety pins and their names stapled to their guernseys or their relevant T-shirts that they're running, which we did see the other day. So in well over 150 years of, well, not quite 150, we're close to, of Olympics, we're still seeing safety pins. And for mine, it's a little bit archaic, and perhaps it's time to sort of try some sort of holograph that we could put on. I know there's been a few issues with regards to overspend in Japan, but something that's a little bit more upmarket than a safety pin.
During the week, I watched I think it was a Frenchman. He wrote his name and number. He took it off, and before he obviously went to compete, he wrote on it and said, "I love you, Mum and Dad. Thanks." So how would he be able to do that if he's in a hologram?
I don't need to go into those sort of details, Aaron. All I'm saying is let's go upmarket. Now, let's not go to the other end where we're printing 3D bikes and they're breaking in front of us. You know, there is a limit to how far we push technology, which unfortunately our Australian team found out during the week. But let's look to something slightly more upmarket than the safety pins. Anyway, we've drifted a bit off today, Aaron.
That's all right. You've been listening to Real Adventures. I'll see you on the water soon.